Hi, this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
Hi, this is Connie. Connie Kendall, I mean. And I'd like you to join us for a time of wonder and excitement and all kinds of other fun stuff. Are you ready? Well, let's go for another Adventure in Odyssey. How's that? Did I say it right?
When it rains like this, things get messy.
Yeah, that's it. I'm calling the police.
Connie, looks like you're in charge.
What?
Row, row, row your boat. Row, row, row your...
People, I can't do a round by myself. Tom?
No. Phones are out.
He was supposed to be here a half hour ago. It's not like Jason to be late.
When it rains like this, things get messy. Could be traffic, car trouble, who knows?
But he has to be here. I've got 100 gang members from Oswald Heights waiting in the auditorium to hear him.
I know, Connie. But we may have to think of some alternatives.
Alternatives? Like what? A best tattoo contest?
Well, whatever it takes.
But it's been a miracle that we haven't had any trouble with these two gangs this week. And that's only because we've kept them apart most of the time.
I know.
But they're all together tonight. This was supposed to be our big night.
Connie, I know. And we'll just have to pray that Jason gets here. Come in.
Yo, Mr. Riley, you sent for me?
Oh, that's right, Tony.
You sent for us. Ain't that what you meant to say?
Thanks for the clarification, Leslie.
Yeah, Leslie. They call me Too Large, Mr. Riley, not Leslie.
Oh, I know what they call you.
So what's up?
Well, it's your last night here at the center, and I'd like to make sure things stay peaceful.
What do you mean? There hasn't been no trouble, has there?
Yeah, we called a truce at the beginning of this week, and the Ravens stick by their word.
Hey, and the brothers do even better than stick by their word. They stick by their word and then some.
That's good, and I'm grateful, because I heard a rumor today that there's been some tension between the two gangs.
What?
Something about a pair of missing sunglasses.
Terrific.
Somebody stole my sunglasses, that's all.
Nobody from the Ravens has your sunglasses.
All I'm saying is that in Oswald Heights, that would be a major offense. But we're here now. You know, I'll just settle the score with Leslie later. Unless they do something stupid tonight.
That's what I'm worried about. We don't want any scores settled here or there. We don't want any trouble in the meeting tonight. Haven't you been listening to what we've been talking about this week? About Jesus, about his love, his peace?
Yeah, I heard you. But come spend a week with us in Oswald Heights sometime and see all the peace.
Maybe I will. In the meantime, I want you boys to keep a lid on it.
Hey, you'll get no grief from the Ravens.
Easy for you to say since they weren't your sunglasses.
Tony.
I'm cool.
Thanks.
We're done?
We're done.
Mr. Riley?
Yes, Leslie. Too large.
I just want to say that... Never mind.
You are so articulate.
That's it. I'm calling the police.
Oh, then you'll really have trouble. No, Connie, no. I think it'll be all right.
Mr. Riley.
Steve, what's the matter?
The shepherd sent me over to tell you that a tree branch just crashed through a window in the kitchen. Rain's pouring in.
Oh, well, tell him I'll be right there. Thanks, Steve.
Sure.
Connie, looks like you're in charge.
What?
You're going to have to keep them all entertained until Jason gets here.
Well, how am I supposed to do that? A sing-along? A talent show? Yeah, right.
Well, I gotta go. Just send someone to get me if you get worried.
I think I'd be safer out there with the lightning.
Oh, come on. I never should have taken this road. Oh, man, 7:15. I better try to call Connie again. Signal. Great. Well, I guess I gotta go for help.
Who's there?
Hello. Sorry to bother you, but my car is stuck in the mud about 500 feet back down the road.
I can't hear you. Go over to the window.
Oh, yeah, right. Hi. Listen, my name's Jason Whitaker, and my car's stuck in the mud. I was just wondering if maybe I could use your phone.
You can't come in. My mom's not at home. Who do you need to call? I can do it for you.
Oh, okay. Thanks. Could you call the Timothy Center? I'll write the number down for you. Ask for Connie Kendall or Tom Riley. Tell them that Jason is going to be late.
Okay.
Oh, and could you also call Wits End? I'll give you that number, too. Call my dad, John Whitaker, and ask him if he can come and pick me up.
All right.
Thanks. I appreciate it. If you bring me a pencil and paper, I can...
You can just tell me the numbers. I'll remember them.
Okay. Hey, you don't think there's maybe a better place for me to stand? Your porch is really leaky.
It's not a whole lot better in here.
Okay, could we all move to the middle a little bit? We're not going to have enough room for anyone else who comes in, so just... There's a big open space in the middle. Could you kind of just fill that up? It's just that if the people on the outside could scoot in. You know what? I know I told you guys to fill in the empty spot in the middle, but, you know, I think it's actually working for me. I like that spot now. It's fine. Let's just keep it right there. That's, yeah. You know what? Spread out. Spread out. Just everybody spread out. Oh, where are you, Jason?
The phones are out at the Timothy Center.
Oh, I was afraid of that.
I called Wits End and somebody named Eugene said he'd get here as soon as he could. But he said the bridge is out, so he couldn't say how long it'd take.
Okay, well, thanks for trying. I guess I'll just wait out here then.
Yeah, sorry about that. My mom doesn't want strangers too. Oh, here she comes.
Huh?
Hey, Mom.
Oh, hi, Josh. And who's this?
Oh, I'm sorry. My name's Jason Whitaker. My car is stuck in the mud not too far from here.
Oh, that was yours. Mine broke down not far from there. It always does in the rain, just suddenly stops.
Sounds like a cracked distributor cap.
Well, if you can fix it, I'd be happy to give you a lift.
Ooh, unfortunately, I keep all my new distributor caps in my other suit.
I did let him in, Mom, but I made a couple of calls for him.
That's good, Josh. Well, I suppose you should come in, Mr...
Jason. Just Jason.
Okay, Jason. I'm Amy. You've met Josh. Come on in out of the rain.
Oh, thanks.
Okay, could I have your attention, please? Okay, for this last night, we're going to have a special guest. If he ever gets here, I mean. His name is Jason Whitaker. And I think you guys are going to really like him a lot. He's been a missionary in a lot of exciting places like Africa, Europe, South America, and...
Oswald Heights?
Well, no.
He only goes to civilized countries.
Anyway, he's going to have a multimedia presentation to show you all the cool places he's gone and all the cool things he's done. And it should be really... cool. And I'm thinking that maybe he's stuck in this rain, so how about we start off praying that he gets here soon?
Ah, that's better, I think.
And thanks for the hot chocolate. I think I'm finally starting to dry out.
You know, you're welcome to wear some of David's clothes. I think they'd fit you.
David?
He's my husband, or was.
Oh. Well, I thought my ride would be here by now.
Oh, are you in a hurry to get somewhere?
I'm supposed to be at the Timothy Center. It's the last night of camp, and I was scheduled to speak to the kids there tonight.
Oh, I hope you make it.
I made some soup earlier. You want me to heat it up for you, Mom?
No, thanks. I'll do it.
How old are you, Josh?
10.
You're awfully mature for your age.
Well, he has to be. He's the man of the family now.
At 10?
You see any other men around here? Hey, you want some more hot chocolate?
No thanks. I'm fine.
Hey, do you know anything about model airplanes?
Well, it's been a while since I built one.
You want to now?
Oh, listen, I'm sure that Eugene is going to be here any minute. I'd hate to start something I couldn't finish.
I'll build it. I just thought you could give me a few tips.
Josh, he doesn't want it.
No. Go ahead. You get it out. I'll see what I can do.
Great.
Sorry about that. Anyway, if any of you are interested in the crafts fair in 3 weeks, let me know. It could be really fun. You could learn how to sew and, stuff. I don't think I have any more announcements. No, I have nothing more to announce. What's going on? Hey, let's calm down. What's the problem here, guys? Okay, let's keep our heads here. Hey, I've got an idea. Let's sing.
Why isn't it fitting in that slot? Hello?
Huh? Oh, sorry. What were you saying?
Look, it doesn't fit.
Well, you got the wings upside down. The fat side goes up.
Okay. So the holes will be on top. Now it makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Josh, did you give Eugene exact directions to your house?
Yeah.
You know, because it can be really confusing if you don't know which way
to... I told him right. Have you seen the black piece that goes right here?
Yep. Here it is. There you go.
Thanks.
I just can't imagine what's taking him so long.
This is a P-51 Mustang.
Yeah, my dad used to have pictures of these things in the house. Oh, you got the decals on wrong, though. They go like this. Here, one on the side, like so, and the other one like so.
Cool. You're pretty good at this.
You know, I'm thinking maybe I should wait in the front room so I can see Eugene when he pulls up.
I'm just going to put this away.
How come?
I don't want to make you do this.
Well, no, that's fine. I'll do the model.
Never mind. You're busy looking out the window.
Oh, hey, I'm sorry. I'm just a little distracted.
Yeah, that's always the problem.
What do you mean?
My dad was distracted, too.
By what?
Oh, you know, waiting for people to call, closing a deal, things like that. I don't think we ever finished a single model together.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
No, don't put it away.
You sure?
Yeah. Come on. Hand me the glue. Okay, I've got one. Why can't ducks wear glasses?
Why?
Because they don't have ears.
That's silly.
Yeah, I guess it is. Well, a kid at wit's end told me that one. Of course, I'm the one who repeated it.
Do you have any kids yourself?
No.
Are you married?
Nope.
I'm surprised.
Surprised? Why?
You'd make a good dad.
Thanks.
You think my mom's pretty?
Listen, Josh...
Never mind. It was just a thought. I mean, you're kidless, I'm dadless. Seems we could have worked something out.
I wish it were that simple.
You want to see my baseball card collection?
Sure. How many do you have?
126.
126? Wow.
I've got a Hank Aaron rookie card, too.
You're kidding. Bring it out.
Be right back.
Row, row, row your boat. Row, row, row your...
People, I can't do a round by myself. Oh, forget it. Does anyone else want to sing something? A solo? Or anything else, really? Anybody know any card tricks? I know, we could have a talent show. Okay, yeah? Anybody?
Amy, do you have a bucket or something? A lot of water is going to pour out when I open this drain pipe.
Will this wash tub work?
Yep, that'll be fine. just as I suspected. Potato peelings. These things always clog up the disposal. You gotta throw them away. I'll have this thing working in a jiffy. Oh,
great. Thank you for fixing that. I probably never would have been able to do it myself.
Sure.
You know, David used to do all that stuff, and you know, we really can't afford a plumber.
Oh, hey, I understand. Not a problem. You have anything else around the house that needs fixing?
Oh, no. No, I couldn't ask you to do that.
Well, I'd be happy to. Come on, what else?
Well, I have been having some problems with my furnace.
Aha. I just happen to be a furnace expert. Show me the culprit.
Okay, great. Thanks, Vince, for those lovely armpit noises. How about we skip the talent show? Would anyone like to share how they felt about this past week?
Yo-Yo, right here.
Tony, you want to say something?
Yeah.
This doesn't have anything to do with your sunglasses, does it?
No.
Okay, go ahead.
I just wanted to say that I learned a lot this week. Being here in the great outdoors, meeting with all of you, I feel like I really got in touch with my feelings. You know, just because I'm the leader of the toughest gang in Oswald Heights, it don't mean I don't got feelings. It's not easy being me. It's really hard being the strongest, the smartest, the best looking, most athletic, most charming, best dressed, classiest, most likely to be president of the world someday.
All right, Tony.
By far the coolest.
Okay, I think we've had enough of personal testimony time.
You people, you just don't know what it's like.
You can get off the stage now.
I can't be everyone's role model.
Tony!
I'm the king!
Thank you so much, Tony. Is there anyone with something real to say?
I got one.
Leslie? I mean, too large?
Yeah, I got something to say.
Okay. So what are you gonna say?
I got a poem here.
A poem? It isn't rude, is it? I mean, you can't... You
know. Look, you said we could come up and talk, and that's what I'm gonna do, all right?
Okay, yeah, sure. Go ahead.
I was trapped by the invisible walls of my fate. Tricked by the idea that I could not escape. Chained up in a ghetto where my father died. Fooled into thinking I would never go outside. Imprisoned by my friends who knew nothing but war. Shackled to everything that had gone on before. I would always be here in this dead-end life of mine. My heart turned back by a city limit sign. And yet I now see a way out of my concrete jail. A new way to soften a heart that's grown stale. No longer cursing this place void of wealth, no longer fighting with man or myself. I understand now what it takes to get real. If you want to stand up, you have to learn how to kneel. I surrender. My weapons are down at my feet, because we'll never have freedom when there's blood on the street. Thanks.
Wow. Thanks, Too Large. That was beautiful. On that note, maybe we ought to just call it a night.
Come on, roll an 11, 11.
No, I can't land on Park Place 4 times in a row.
11, come on!
Look, it's almost statistically impossible for this to happen. There's no way I'm gonna roll an 11.
Roll it!
Okay, here goes.
Yes!
No! Oh! I cannot believe this!
Oh, he's always like this in games. The luckiest kid I've ever known.
Okay, I have 12 hotels on Park Place.
12?
I bought a couple more since the last time. So you owe me...
a lot more than I have.
Oh, around $40,000.
You know, I don't even think you're allowed to have that many hotels on one property.
That's the way I always play.
Yeah, well, maybe I'll just go to jail next time around the board. At least I'll be safe there.
That may be your only hope.
I guess I can't expect a whole lot when the only thing I own is Baltic Avenue and... Wait a second. I thought I had another one.
Oh, I think your ride's here.
Huh?
A car just drove up. I think it's your ride.
Oh. Oh, right! My ride! I'll be there in a second! Oh, well, I'm sorry. Here, let me help you clean up the game.
Oh, no. Don't worry about that.
Well, I can at least help you with the dishes?
Well, your friend's waiting. Go ahead.
Right. Yeah, okay. Well, it was really nice meeting both of you.
Thanks for playing with us.
Listen, Amy.
Yeah?
I know that you work and all, and... Well, if you're ever uncomfortable with Josh coming home from school in the afternoon to an empty house, my dad has kids come to his ice cream shop all the time. I mean, there's plenty for Josh to do there. He can play, do his homework, or, well, it's up to you.
Thank you, Jason. That's a very tempting offer. Yeah, maybe I'll do that.
Yeah, well, you take care of yourself, Josh, and I hope to see you again soon.
Goodbye, Mr. Whitaker.
I'm sorry you missed your retreat.
You know something? I'm not. Well, I'll see you both.
Bye, Jason.
Bye. Good night, Steve.
Night, Connie.
Thank God that's over.
Connie?
Oh, Tom. Did you get the window fixed?
More or less. How'd it go in here? I noticed the kids were pretty quiet going back to their cabins.
Well, it was really good. I mean, I couldn't have been more surprised.
Oh?
Well, you know, I was so worried about everything going wrong. And then, I don't know, it all went right somehow.
Tom, Connie.
There's the prodigal.
Jason, where have you been?
Oh, my car got stuck. I'm so sorry.
Oh, that's okay.
It is?
Yeah, I mean, no offense, but the night turned out really well without you being here.
Well, that's funny, because my night turned out really well without my being here.
Uh-huh, and I wound up chopping wood all night. What in the world did I miss?
Well, first we... You know, you should go first, Jason.
Oh, okay. Well, my car got stuck, and I met this family.
Mm-hmm.
And, well... Connie, you go ahead.
I don't think I can.
What's wrong?
I don't know.
You really had to be there.
If you've been listening to Adventures in Odyssey for a long time, then you know that one of the things we often say is that things don't always turn out the way we plan. You know, I think today's episode is a good example of that. Just when we think we've got it all worked out, then God does something that spins everything into a new and better direction. Or as Isaiah 42:16 says, "I will lead them in paths that they have not known. I will make darkness light before them, and crooked things straight. These things will I do to them, and not forsake them." And Proverbs 16:9 adds, "We can make our plans, but the Lord determines our steps." Adventures in Odyssey is a production of Focus on the Family. Best Laid Plans was written by Marshall Younger and directed by Paul McCusker. Our vocal talent included Townsend Coleman, Katie Lee, Walker Edmiston, Chad Reiser, Gabriel Encarnacion, Fabio Stevens, and Wendy Shaw. And our production engineer was Bob Luttrell. And our executive producer was Paul McCusker. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.